Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen H. Baum. Stephen is the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He's also a Vistage leader in the New York City area and the tri-state area, and just a great mind, a great resource for us. I don't know what we'd do without him. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I'm one of your fans.
Thanks for staying with me, Stephen. And let talk to us some more about storytelling. You've decided that one of the keys to success is being able to tell stories, and not just your story, but you got to be able to tell your story too, don't you?
You got to be able to get other people to tell their stories if you want them to go where you'd like them to go and you'd like them to do better. And I mentioned to you a story I heard last week that had a big impact on me. And before I tell that story, I just want to say that in my client work, I've got several CEOs who revisited their life story as to what makes them behave the way they do, show up the way they do, whether they're operating from fear or something else. And when they were able to change their story, they did a whole lot smarter set of stuff to make their business thrive. So the bottom line on this one is results. A guy who runs a high-tech employment firm went from operating the place like a candy store to a much more empowering way with his team. And it got him out of the weeds to the point where in the last year he has bought a technology that's going to change his business model, so he's not as unstable in bad times.
And that happened because of a story?
That happened because he changed his story. That's
all right,
exactly
tell us what
right.
you mean by change. What did he do to change his story?
Well, I'm going to tell you one, and you'll get the idea of what it means. Last week, a guy came, as you have told folks, I'm a coach to business owners in the CEO membership organization known as Vistage. And the guys who chair groups, as I do, of business owners, get together and coach each other, and sometimes we have a workshop. And a guy named Dave Hibbard came, and he asked us, "What's your story?" It seemed like a simple question, but as he dug deeper with us, we each were reminded that every day we get out of bed, our thoughts and actions are governed by our story. Our story is the result of events and experiences a long time ago, which we interpreted in a particular way about good and evil in the world, what we can control, how we get what we want, how we want to be viewed. And then he told his story, because he said, rather than spend every day proving your story is true, examine it and see if it's the right story. He was raised in a poor and tough neighborhood in Chicago, living in rooms above a bar. At age 7, his father abandoned the family. That's when he wrote his first story in his head, "Don't trust or love people, they'll leave you.
Wow.
You're ultimately alone." What story do you think his mother told him, the woman whom the father abandoned? She made the story in his head worse.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to college, and his girlfriend, his first ever girlfriend, sleeps with his best friend. Any surprise as to how he shows up in life as tough and alone? Any surprise that his first marriage failed? He divorced her, but he says she left me emotionally. So he goes, that's his story. People are no good, you can't trust them, you got to do for yourself, all that sort of stuff. He goes back to his old neighborhood with a woman he's dating, who's now his second wife. And he wanted to show her his origins in this awful place and why his story was true. And she countered with, "You're a very lucky guy. This environment is what made you tough enough, driven enough to be who you are today." And Dave says it changed his story in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And now his new story includes a wife of 26 years, a successful and more meaningful new career, and going around the world sharing his stories with others. It's a huge change in this one man's world, in his story. And when you look at, although Jack says it's easier today than it used to be, most people's stories look at the awful and uncertain economy, the failure of leadership at all levels of government,
mm-hmm.
so many instances of malfeasance, that they got to revisit the story of how they show up and how the world works and see if there's something in their way. So that story had a huge impact on the guys in the room.
Yep.
And that sort of storytelling gets some of these business owners who are stressed to revisit who they are, how they show up, what their assumptions are, and what they can do that's a whole lot smarter to make sure the business survives. And I've got plenty of stories about guys who did that and who are much better off now than they were before.
You know, Jack, I mean, I keep calling you Jack. You know, Stephen,
call me whatever you want.
I know. Well, I just got through talking to Jack, and your book has got Jack all over it. Stephen, the thing is, Stephen, I do this with the economy. I talk about this with the economy. I tell the story of the economy. Everybody's down on the economy. You know, we're in a, you know, some people think we haven't gotten out of the recession, blah, blah, blah. And what I remind people about is, hey, guys, let's remember this. America still has a $15 trillion economy. That's a lot of buying and selling. Somebody is buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. Maybe it's time to quit telling your story about how bad things are and start telling a story about how good things can be. You know, maybe it's time to quit blaming the economy. That's the story about the economy that I've been telling, Stephen.
Well, there is too much victimhood going on in what you're describing.
Yeah. We got to find a way to appeal to the better angels of our nature, to quote Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen. Let's appeal to the better angels of our nature. America is exceptional. I don't care what the polls say. America is exceptional. Tintil, right back with Stephen Baum after these messages.
Because this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.